Welcome to the session. My name's Clifford Coe. I'm one of the moderators. This is Liza Wick. She's also the moderator and the first speaker. This is the session on improving surgical care and recovery. Probably you all know it as enhanced recovery after surgery. With a show of hands, how many people have done or are doing ERAS in their hospital? So most everybody. Great. Terrific. So we have a great panel of speakers, surgeons, different specialties, anesthesia, hospital execs. And really, this is to really talk about enhanced recovery and how we do it better than we're doing. We have a project that Liza will talk to you about that when we looked at hospitals and evaluated hospitals and tried to help hospitals, and hospitals raised their hand and said, yeah, we're already doing it. When we visit them, they're not really doing it, or they could do it better. And so the real reason for this session is that if everyone raised their hand, you're doing it, how can you, all of us, do it even better? Each talk is gonna be 10 to 12 minutes, and then we're gonna have about 20 minutes of questions after that. There's one microphone up here, so if you have questions, really get them ready, and we'll go through them in the last 20 minutes, all right? Our first speaker is Liza Wick. She's a professor she was at Hopkins, and now she's in San Francisco at UCSF. She's helping to lead this project called ISCR. She's gonna talk to you about that for 5 minutes, and then we'll start with some of the other speakers. So welcome, and here's Liza.
Thanks. So we're really excited to be here. We're really excited that everyone joined us this afternoon. I'm just gonna give a brief overview of the ACS program around enhanced recovery. It's called Improving Surgical Care and Recovery. It's a national collaborative that's going on right now. It's funded by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality for the next 4 years. We have about 250 hospitals participating right now in the first couple of cohorts. It's been around colon surgery and orthopedics, but there are more procedures to come, and that's what you're gonna hear about today. People have joined for a whole host of reasons. We have tons of people who already have some experience with enhanced recovery, some who are new, and everyone just looking to do better for their patients. People are joined to reduce length of stay, readmissions, reduce infections, improve their patient experience. So really all sorts of people. The program's really comprehensive. It's supposed to be a one-stop shop, really to help you do this work without going to 100 sources. And then, as you'll see a little bit, really have some backbones about how to do this well, how to make sure you have that executive engagement, how you really foster that relationship with your anesthesia providers. And that's why in this session today, it's not just surgeons, because we know the successful teams have all these other elements in it. The program, you participate for 12 months, and it's a phased implementation and sustainability to really make sure you do it well. And again, we take anyone with whatever experience you have, whatever, we're just looking for enthusiasm. So I just want to briefly mention what we've learned so far, and this is unpublished data from Lena, who is a clinical scholar at the ACS. She's in the audience now, so if you have questions about it, ask her afterwards. So what we looked at for the teams that had already done some enhanced recovery, we looked at what were their practices? Could we identify any best practices? And this was really around data, because that, for a lot of us, is a backbone, though not the only backbone. So what we found is everyone was collecting some sort of data, usually just outcomes, but some were also collecting process measures. But then when you started to dig down deeper and understand what they were doing with the data, are they actually even generating a report? Are they actually looking at the report? Are they actually taking it to their anesthesia providers? Are they actually taking it to the board? Are they taking it to the inpatient unit? The numbers dropped off precipitously. So it's not just about the data, it's about how we use the data. Then when Lena looked a little deeper, those teams that were successful, that really got the results that people do this work for, reduce the infections, reduce the length of stay, just collecting data did not do it. You needed to feed that data back to the front line. So to get the impact that people think they can get from enhanced recovery, you have to have a successful team and a multidisciplinary team that communicates and works together. And we know that everyone around the country participating in this program is working to do this better. They're sitting around tables building consensus. They're meeting with their anesthesia providers, their nurses. They're all meeting monthly. People are really trying hard to get their leadership involved and working across the continuum. We know it's taken everyone a variable amount of time to do this work, anywhere from like 3 weeks after they start to 6 months. But you know, the real goal is to get it right. And most people believe that who have participated in the program believe their work is relatively on track, but everyone is feeling the same barriers and pressures. I'm sure everyone in the room can echo that they have trouble getting consensus. The EHR has been a barrier. How do you get all the nurses on board? We, you know, don't have real-time data. We have a ton of turnover, all sorts of stuff. So by joining a collaborative, that's a chance to get support on these issues. I just want to make a plug for the program that in the first cohort, we're seeing improvement in process measures, a busy slide not meant for you to pay, just see the trend up over the past year of these hospitals that are participating. And we're seeing an improvement in outcomes. We're seeing an improvement in VTE, length of stay, and ileus across these hospitals. So exciting and a great opportunity to be part of something bigger. If you're interested, we have another cohort opening in the winter. We'll have the chance to participate in colorectal, orthopedics, and gynecology. And so the purpose of this session following this is really to just introduce you to thought leaders in these different areas, as well as kind of the implementation side, including anesthesia and the leadership. And hopefully you just leave with some pearls about how you might do your program better, or even think about joining us. So the next, after the overview, we're going to go to just sort of, I think everyone kind of knows that colorectal ERAS works, but what do you need to get buy-in for to really make it work? So Mike McGee from Northwestern, who's done a great job of doing this work across the Northwestern Health System, is going to share his Mythbusters.
Before, as Michael is walking up, how many people are participating in this ISCR? Oh, great. Opportunity. So, wow. You'll hear more about it.